Okay, it's Wednesday, August 22nd. Yud Aleph Elul. It's the second year of the Tavshinai test, the Hashem. And in the eighth parak of the second section, he's talking about what we call the physics of how Hashem runs the world. Not so much the reasons of why Hashem does various things, which we had earlier in this section, which most of the section is about, but the last parak and this parak talk about what we call physics of it. Just like you want to know the physics of how gravity works, how it rains, how blood clots, digestion works. This is the physics of the spiritual world, which governs the world. Now, what are we gaining out of it? I always worry about that. What are we gaining out of it? Well, I don't know what you're gaining out of it other than listening to my voice, which is not that great a gain, I understand. But what I gain out of it is that it shows us the meaning of our actions. Sometimes we do things we don't realize, it's just little of me. I'm one person, a planet of billions of people. I'm one person and millions of Jews, even religious Jews, and it doesn't really matter, so it matters to me, because my itzius is only in that. But it's not, sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes a person could say, I'll settle for instant gratification. And now gratification of the moment is going to win over this theoretical, to me, theoretical foreverness, which is foolish and silly, but that's how people are. But so what I get out of the Ramchal is that there are worlds that are dependent on me, and the Malachim and the stars and the Kochavim and the Mazalos, and everything is really happening up in Shema. It's not happening here. And there's a war, Gaza, there's people being killed, terrorism, there's things going on. And you say, okay, so if I doubt, I'll do mitzvahs, so it'll be a schus for them. But it's much deeper than that. What's happening, we learned in Maral, in Ramchal, if it's not Bechira, it's happening in Shemad. It's not happening down. The final of the ripple effect. You throw a pebble in the water and ripples, 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 ripples. This is the end of the chain. But so what we do is not just, if I do an Avera, it'll be an X, a demerit, and if I do a mitzvah, it'll be a check. This is the battle. The battle is what we do, because it's happening in Shemayim. The battle is what Klal Yisrael does, the schusim that they do, the mitzvah they do, and Hashem is determining. It's happening. And that's what I get out of learning these physics, is that this, again, it's like a child learning why the light goes on when he turns on a switch. Like his mind is blown away. Like, I didn't realize that. So why can't I turn on a switch, Shabbos? That's a malacha. Big deal. But then when he learns why a light goes on when he flips the switch, whoa, I do that Shabbos, because there's so much creativity involved, so much going on, and this world's going on. Physical world, I'm talking about. So that's what this does for me. The question, you just like to learn these things. Well, I don't. I don't like to learn things that I don't know. I don't understand the practical. Just to learn Kabbalah is beautiful, but that doesn't. So much else to learn that has a direct bearing on my life and affects my actions and is mussar to me, or hashkafa. The beginning of the parak, where you learn how to deal with problems, you learn how to deal with adversary, you learn how to deal with Yisurin, you learn how to deal with Tzaros, because you get such a large, he opens up the curtain and he shows you what's going on in Shemayim and the Shikulim and how Hashem is deciding. But you know, just to have it described. But it's major, and it's really the Nefesh HaChaim does the same thing. Nefesh HaChaim was after the Ramchal, but he opens up like a window into seeing. We think of ourselves as puny. We think of ourselves as small. We think of our actions as insignificant. We go through a whole day. We do like hundreds of mitzvahs and maybe hundreds of averus chas v'sholom. I mean, Oshin Hara and Onas Devarim, and we're not as helpful to people as we might want to be, and we're jealous and we feel bad and we this and we that, and it just flies over our head. Not you, you're wonderful people. It just flies over our head, like, because things happen so fast. Like, I can have 100 interactions with people in 4 hours at least. Not me, I sit in my office and curl up in the fetal position and say, just leave me alone, I don't want to be bothered. But normal people, I'm talking. So it's good to learn these things and to see that they are major. That's how Hashem constructed the world. It's like Shmuel says to Shaul HaMelech when he didn't kill Amalek, and he said, well, you know, I was scared, and the Ham didn't want me to, and I figured, and I thought, and Shmuel says to him, in Katon HaTobe Einecha, you know, because Shaul was the ultimate Onav. He didn't want to be king, and he was an Onav, and he was Shosef, like from Rachel, and a Yosef, and he took on Rachel's characteristics, quiet, unassuming, quiet, and he didn't want to be Melech for that reason. But Shmuel tells him, "Katan ato be'einecha, if you're a Melech, now that you are a Melech, you have no right to be hesitant about doing things. You can't. You're messing up quality. So, Katan ato be'einecha, Rosh, exact quote, Rosh atol shiftei Yisrael. You know, you may feel small and insignificant, but you're leading Klal Yisrael. You have no right to. Now is not the time to be an honor. I mean, you can still be an honor, of course. The Melech has more of a responsibility to be an honor than to be a Balgaiva. But that's, I mean, if you don't, like, grab the bull by the horns and do what you got to do and stand up and be powerful. And don't, now is not the time to be unassuming. That's what Shmuel HaMelech tells him. In Katan Ato Beinecha, Rosh Hashpel. So we're also like that. Every person's like that. So what's the difference what I do, and who cares, and what's the difference? And I'll make this decision and that decision, and I'll cut a corner here and I'll cut a corner there. And it's not like that. Every person in Klal Yisrael is connected to this ladder, who's Rosh Magia Hashemaima, and is all these spiritual forces that I am playing like a. They're my puppets. And the Ramchal says, we learned the phrase last time, and it's a phrase that would be terribly absurd to use, but the Ramchal says it, and it's Kvayachal, that Hashem is my puppet. Hashem has decided to tie his actions and what he does to this world to my actions. Right? So it's going to rain. Very simplistically, say Kriya Shema. Right? If I'm good, it's going to rain. If I'm not good, there's not going to be rain. There's going to be a drought. Yeah, Hashem decided to lock himself into our deeds. So that's major, major. Okay, so that's learning Perek Shemini, and paragraph one was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always fair and always amative. But he can't overrule himself, so to speak, and have a different system of hashgacha, in which he ignores reward and punishment. He can decide to do total chesed. Apparently, he never decides to do the other way, because even when he punishes like a father punishes a son. But he could decide to. Hashem is not tied to anything. So he's not even tied to the way he decided to conduct the world. When Hashem does a nes, let me tell you something. Listen, we read about Nisan and we read in the Chumash Nisan. So this is how our mind works. You don't have to say I'm right. You don't have to tell me I'm wrong. I hope I'm right. This is how our mind works. We think of nature, of Teva, as something that is. They go, wow, look what Hashem could do. Hashem could override Teva. Hashem could, right? Hashem could suspend the laws of Teva and do a nace. He's so powerful. But that's really, Hashem made Teva. Hashem made Teva. Hashem wanted Teva. Hashem knew, or decided, or knew that is the perfect way that the world should be run, and he locked himself, again, so to speak, he locked himself into Teva, just like he locked himself into Mishpat, he locked himself into Schar V'Onesh. He did this because he wanted a perfect world, and Teva is perfect. Teva is not some pain in the neck that we're saddled with and we're just waiting for Superman to come and ignore Teva and override Teva. Teva is beautiful. Teva is perfect. Teva is the way things are supposed to be. Teva is magnificent. The world works with such harmony and things fit into one another, whether it's the food system, whether it's anything in the world runs from Teva. That's we celebrate Teva. The first bracha of Kriyat Shema, I don't know if you ladies say the first bracha of Kriyat Shema. The longest bracha, Rabbi Gamil Zatzal points out, that it's the longest bracha that we have. Because it's not, sometimes you have a bracha Hallel, for example. You have a bracha before Hallel and a bracha after Hallel. But sometimes you have a long bracha, like when you make Kiddush Friday night. That's one bracha. That's not a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. That's one long bracha. So bracha to Hashem alakim alach alam yotzer gor v'rechoshech v'shomu v'riyasakol amei la'oros v'adom v'ner brachamim. Akel bracha v'ositen v'amalach alakel chay v'kayom zvin shemayu. You know what I'm talking about? It sounds a little familiar, maybe? Baruch Hashem Yatsam Rose, that's one bracha. That is the longest bracha that exists. It's huge, huge bracha. It's all one bracha. Like Baruch Hashem again, the Kalamish Yatsar, the Dumb Chachma, Baruch Hashem, Chosecho, the Sarma, Fi, Lassel, it's all one bracha. Sukkot Zimra has Baruch Shemar before, Yishtabach afterwards. It's not one bracha, it's two brachas. A bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Hallel has a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. You eat something, you make a bracha before, you make a bracha afterwards. So this longest bracha is huge. Shabbos is even larger. It's all a celebration of Teva. Teva is not a thing that is. Teva is Hashem. Hashem created the perfect system, the perfect world. That's beautiful and magnificent, and it works, and everything plays off against everything else. I don't know enough to be able to do justice to describing it, but that's what it is. And then he'll come along and he'll do a nace, which now becomes more remarkable than you realize. Because till now, till now the other thing, Hashem is like Superman, you know, super strong. He could go against Teva. It's much deeper than that. Maral talks about this at length. It's much deeper. It's Hashem made Teva, and that's the perfect world. Doing a nes is saying, I'm not tied to anything. It's like the Ramchal is saying here, of course Hashem runs the world with Mishpat, and with Schar V'Onesh, and that's how he decided to run the world, and he locked himself into my actions, and if I'm good, and if I'm bad,
But he doesn't have to do that. He is never tied to anything. I guess he could theoretically do bad stuff, but he doesn't because he's a maker. So doing a mesh is the same thing. He tied himself to he goes against mishpat because he wants to, because he feels. So this is very, we could have a philosophy class about this. Did Hashem change it? What was the mesh? Bnei Yisrael are by Yam Suf. He split the Yam. So, Hashem didn't have any other Eitzel. What am I going to do? I have to split the Yam. He could have done what he did by just P.O. HaMelech. Sancheri, you know? He was dying. And I gave him. My name's Goloi. I had some way his name's Goloi. They just died. He made Paro decide to change Bnei Yisrael. So it's like, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, well, I guess I'll have to split the answers. That's silly. There were a million other races. So there's a reason he did the next. Probably for Kiddush Hashem. Wanted the whole world to know. It's really a fairish impossible. What am I saying? Become dog with Haro, Bechol Chelo, Yadu Mitzrayim Keni Hashem. Become dog with Haro, Bechol. But you have to realize that doing a maze is Hashem breaking out. Again, not that this Teva and Hashem is stronger than Teva. Much, much deeper. Hashem decided to tie himself to function through Teva, which means it's the perfect way to function. Hashem only. So you say, well, if it's what? And sometimes to override it. To show, that he's not tied even to that. He's not tied to anything. Just like the Ramchal says, he's not tied to Mishpat. He can decide to do Chesed, even if it's not Mishpat. Because you're not really tied to anything. So that's what he says. And he says there's two kinds of Hashgacha. He gives it names. Hashgachas Hashlita V'Hayichud, Hashgachas HaMishpat, and Hashgachas Hashlita. Hashgacha born of Mishpat, which is the system, and Hashgachas HaYichud, which says, he'll do what he wants, of course. Yeah.
Could Rabbi Bolanos explain how it fits in with what we're learning? Like, I know two situations where people had like illness and they kept it quiet, that it should be better if Hashem should cure the person with their Abateva, not the Mekah name. We're familiar with that, where they don't always say the name of Mahola, they keep it kind of quiet.
The Gemara,
but then in the end, it comes out.
I don't know. The Gemara says not to do that. The Gemara says if you have a problem, we don't like to do it. We're private people, and I have a bunch of theories.
Very much of a situation.
I know, but the Gemara says if you're ill, tell people that you're ill so that they'll bow to you. That's what the Gemara says. I know that Gemara. Where does this come from? So I don't know what you're bothered by. There's a nes goli and there's a nes vistar, and you need more schusim for a nes goli to happen. So they wanted to rather have it happen. But it doesn't the Gemara doesn't say that. What can I tell you? I don't know the source in Chazal for that. Maybe it's logic and common sense to act that way. And we don't like to tell people about Tzaras, even though the Gemara says to do it. My theory, why people don't like doing that. My theory is because I have a very terrible theory. Terrible. Is that people are not nice. And people, I don't want people to know I have a sorrow. It's like, okay, that's what I think. We don't trust people. When people hear I have a sorrow, their first thought will be, it's probably coming to him. I don't need that.
or it's good or not, because they're jealous. Everybody's jealous of everyone else. Everybody looks at everyone else that they have the perfect life, and I have tzaras, and the other person doesn't have tzaras. They should just become a shul rabbi for 2 days, and they'll find out that everybody has tzaras. But that's how people think, and that's why that's my theory, why we don't rush to do what the Gemara says. What you say is true, but I just don't know the Makar and Chazal for it, but maybe you don't need a Makar and Chazal. Maybe it's logical, and that's not necessarily what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara could be talking about an illness that's out in the open already, and it just says, I should tell people about it, so that's no doubt for me. Rabbi Alperin, who's doing Baruch Hashem, I talked to him this morning, he sounds Meyachos normal. I hope that he is. I hope that he is. He said if there's any damage, it was minimal. Baruch Hashem, he attributes it to all the tefillos that were set for him. He has people to do for him. He had a stroke on Monday. Rabbi Alperin. And he's doing, he sounds great. And the doctor said he could bend the joint already, he told me this morning. He sounds like I called him up, and he sounds regular. Totally, totally regular. And he said, well, I got to tell you, you sound great. He said, everybody's people helped. He feels everybody's people helped him. So I don't understand your question, though. Well, certainly it's true that to have... I mean, it's a little more subtle than what we're talking about, because there it's a nace no matter what. It's just a nace mistar is, you don't need as much chusim as a nace nigla. That's what a nace nigla is, even more, it's astounding. I mean, so, I'm not sure what the question was.
You have that question against the people.
You have to make a decision. Right. So, what people end up doing is they tell their close friends. Also, sometimes if it's something they're afraid that people won't say, it's bracha v'atola. I'll save my tefillos for a better case because it's finished, it's over. Like they have them in the grave already before they don't want that either. I don't know, it's funny, but people don't run to do what the Gemara says. That's always been a source of puzzle to me, and I have these different theories. Why we don't want to do that. Maybe we don't believe in the power of tefillah so much. It also could be. Mori says you should go around telling people. We're private, I don't know. Okay, anyway. Paragraph 2 talks about Gashmias and Ruchnias, and he describes the world of Ruchnius and how good things would be when we're Ruchni, and he has like such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful description in paragraph 2 of when goodness prevails and Ruchnius prevails, and you have Midos Tovos, and Hashem is Sameich B'Mazel, Hashem is happy with us, we're happy with Hashem, and Rishon are down, finished out for the count. But unfortunately, the world we see, and then he describes a very troubling world, which is the opposite of all that. And what we yearn for, and what we want to reach, is, of course, the first description. And just as we know, Hashem determines how rich I'm going to be, how poor I'm going to be, how healthy I'm going to be, how long I'm going to live. So Hashem determines my ruchniyistical level too within the realm of Bechira, but there are different neshamos and there are different kufos in life. I could have, be born, depends what generation you're born in. Hashem decides what generation you're born in, what the shonos you're going to face, who your parents are going to be, what country you're going to live in, it's all. And this is the ruchniyistical battle that you have. Gimel says that a person, we'll start learning now from Gimel. Paragraph Gimel in Perakhes. It's a blend, the person's a blend of Chumrius and of Gashmius and Ruchnius by Aura, near Kevis, Mishtatefis, both. And mixed into it is the spiritual light from Hashem, the Orponim of Hashem. Shemimenu adas haseichel v'neberachus toldoso shalodim when a person is born. Sechuso ra'av v'daito mu'ot. More like an animal than like a person. A baby, or even a child. A baby, an infant, a child, an adolescent. You know, they're baby, basically. They know what they want. And their thoughts are not lofty thoughts of connecting with the Or Hashem. As he gets older, so his seichel increases, his understanding increases, his desire for a more permanent value increases. Everything is how much Hashem is being mashpia on me. Nothing, everything is with the measuring cup of Hashem. As much as Hashem decides to be mayor upon him, to be mashpia on me, that's what I'm going to have. Whether we have Hester upon him or Gilui upon him, that's what he described in the first section. Everything is how clear the window is for the sun to shine in, and how muddy the window is so the sun can shine in as much as it would like to, as much as it can, as much as it is shining in, but we block it with mud. If Hashem is revealing his face, that's what it's called, or upon him, or hester upon him. Sometimes it's what the person deserves, sometimes it's what the generation deserves, sometimes it's what Tzkufa in history it is. Purity, by your car, grandeur. Obvious coarseness, the hashifus. Uvihios. Shemitzias hanem tzayim ba'anoda aruilahem urkovim ha'yonim ha'ele arkova rabba. Very. Nothing is simple. Everything is murkav. Everything is put together because one minute I'm good and one minute I'm bad. And one minute I have an aris panim of Hashem and one minute I'm sitting in choshech. Ki b'nimtzo echad atzmo u'meshiroi li'motze bo yu in yonei chisoron b'b'china achas. There could be one angle in which I am choser, which I'm not getting the aris panim of Hashem. Maybe it's intelligence, maybe it's in spirituality, maybe it's in awareness of Hashem's presence in my life. Different aspects to Ruchnius also. Everything is extremely, enormously complicated. We're not doing justice to it yet. It's like saying a person, if you just took about the physical person. So you have how strong he is, healthy, how much sleep he needs, if he gets things done, if he's able to do things, if he's able to interrelate with other people. There's like so many aspects to physical life, relationships, family, spouse, children, grandparents, like so much involved in life, how healthy I am, how tired I am, how much kayach I have. So in Ruchnius also, it's all very, very murkav from all different things. And Hashpah Shatush Bavahem V'imashe Rahim Otzim Amtur Shatiyah Binyon Arkavos Min Aram and Aster. Everything is a mixture. Until Mashiach comes, everything is a mixture of the Ha'ara and the Choshech. V'imashe Rahim Sheyivolei B'mashpoim. Whatever we deserve to have, V'imashe Yishtorish Bav. The result. It's very, very complicated. But it all comes together. Everything is a mixture of how much Ha'aretz Panim we have from Hashem and how much Choshech there is. based on our actions. Paragraph Dalit. Shenabedal Klal Matzovei HaOlam V'el Zivoro. If we look at the history of the world, Kefi HaMikrim Shekorovo, and we look at history, we look at the events that occur to the Bria in general, U'mashayodu Aleim HaNaviyim, the predictions of the Naviyim for the Asud Lava, those who are not finished with history yet, in the middle of history. Tips of the Dover Arba HaBragos. We find four different levels. Just like he's going to say, he's going to appear to a child. A child is an infant, and then a child, let's say, and then a young adult, and then older and older. So the world and world history has gone through four stages of maturity, or immaturity, and maturity. V'nachshov ha-min ha-anoshi kulo kodem echad, to the point that the history of mankind is really like the life of an individual. Me'esi voldo, from when he's born, ad omdo al pirko karoi, until he grows to maturity. V'ne'ninso matzav echad, the first state, which lasted for 2,000 years. The world was like a child. Shasichlus v'achoshech, foolishness, and choshech, ignorance, darkness, govar bo tigburas gadol, it prevailed. There was no Torah in the world, so the world was basically chumri. Okay, it goes through different stages. Good, there was a mabul, there were a few individuals who were okay, Noach, Elimelech, you know. But in general, the world was an infant. And there was Choshech and not Or. People were doing a little disorder. People lost sight of Hashem's presence. Shenedra mimenu hayidio hamikas baboris baruch shmo. They were missing knowledge of Hashem, ubishle muso, and his perfection, perfection of Hashem. Hezer gadol. Very, very obscure, very missing, very hidden, very not part of their lives. In general, okay, we're not talking about individual people, but he's saying Hashem maneuvered history. Hashem was mefateach history in the sense of a person. To first comes infancy, where there's more choshech than or, where there's not that much intelligence. This is called 2,000 years of desolation. This is until Avraham Avinu comes into his own. If you think of the world, right, it's not even 6,000 years yet, right? We're holding by 5, 7, 7, 7. We're at the end of 5, 7, 7, 7. Right, Hashem doesn't have that much time left. 200 and something years. And then you think Avraham Avinu was born a third of the way through. To us, it's more than a third. Because he was born after 2,000 years. Avraham Avinu, I think at the turn of the 2,000 years, was 48 or something like that. So Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem and started teaching people about Hashem and started being mayor of the world with knowledge of Hashem 2,000 years into its existence. So a major, major chunk of time. But just like a human is a helpless infant full of choshech and chomer, much, much more than an animal, right? An animal basically, you know, born, give him a few weeks and he's like, but a person is different. A person has so much more everything to him, of heart. Every person is, every experience you have becomes part of your nature, becomes part of your memory bank, influences you how to act. A person is very much more complicated than an animal, and therefore it has to go, this is what I think, therefore it has to go very, very slowly. Because each thing is, like you drip, drip. You're putting together a very, very intricate machine. And each step of the way is very, can rush. Everything has to be absorbed. Okay. So that's the first 2,000 years. Shnei Alafim Tov. Amasov Hasheni, who Masov Tov Mizesh Yashacharnu. Now he skips, because he talks about, it's not necessarily an order. He says, if you look at it, he's completely comparing it to a person. So as you grow up, so he's talking about now we have Torah, and there's Bnei Yisrael, but there's no Nevi'im, and there's no Ruach HaKodesh, and there's no communication with Hashem, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. So it's missing quite a bit. It's better than the first 2,000 years, but it's not the way it should be yet. Amatav Hasheni who Masav told me Zeshu Zacharnu, who Kamatav Zvanenu Zeh. And that is what Ramchal told me, like it nowadays. Shinei Yeshonu Te'ilu Lakeel, Yudiyas Mitzilso Yuzborach Hashem Musa. We're aware of Hashem, we're aware of Ishlamus. The Torah is Hashem Yitonu, the Torah has been given. We have a literature of Torah. That's unbelievable, right? Torah Shem Ksav, Torah Shem Al Peh, and then they wrote Torah Shem Al Peh, the printing press, it's like Svarim. Ulufanav Anachnu Oldim, and we're very aware of Hashem, and we're Ovdei Hashem. Omnam Ein Os, there's no Nisim, Ein Novi, and there's no, everything is like theoretical, or we hope we're getting it right, or we know we're getting it right, but there's still no miracles, so we're missing that open line of communication with Hashem. We're not able to see Hashem. Om namein osa ein nami v'chaseira ha'askolo ha'amita shiruach ha'kodesh. True intelligence, meaning in its ultimate form, is ruach ha'kodesh, where you don't just know things with the physical seichel, but you're in touch with the ruchniyistika worlds. That's Ruach HaKodesh. Ki omna masha'ona maskel besichlo agadei isto anoshi. If you have a lot of experience and you do a lot of things and you interact with a lot of people and you become very knowledgeable and very capable, but you only have ufi masha maskel beruach seichel nishma, you have your hagbalot because you're still chuzri. Ain't no elikare haguf al haneshama, so it's like a drop in the bucket. It's like the goof trying to compare itself to the neshama. Matzav shlishi told me so. The third matzav, which in history came second, we lost it, is better. Kamatzav zman beis hamikdash. Shekvar hoyu osos mosev nevuah v'min ha'adam. We were able to communicate with Hashem. There was a certain reality that Hashem was that we don't have when you don't have that. Reality, like Hashem is there. Hashem just did that. Achlo nimtza Hashempa azet mishpate kukulo, but that's not the natural state of the world. There are individuals who are zeichet to that because they worked on it and the spigot was open, the shefa was open, and so they attained it. We got Mahat Bakoshi, very difficult, because an insult is over Mani of the Eko, very difficult as he's blocking it. Matsu Ravi, which admits Hashem will come soon, told the Kulam, Bahu Mashi Yadu, Olam Hanavim, Masud Lavos, Wayinsa, Sichlus Klau. The child matures finally, completely. Everybody will be in touch with the Ruchniyistika worlds. Below Koshi Klaal, Vinei Ozi Kare, Shenigmar Binyano Shalamin Ha'anushi. Hashem has now finished constructing humankind. That's it, that's the goal, that's what it's supposed to be. Kibishon Bahala, Iluyim Milo. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know. Based on what it literally all means, will get more and more. It'll keep striking. It'll keep growing. Even I'm not sure what that means because we understand that in the world was known as Yonos, and no, so how do you keep growing? But that's what he says. Mishon Bala Yiluvi, maybe as a schar. As a schar. It's like a child grows and grows and grows and gets more and more intelligence. So maybe in the realistic world, you get more and more intelligence. You grow, you mature more and more. And it'll have this pleasure of knowledge of Hashem forever and ever and ever. Okay, we'll stop here by paragraph. Hey. Oh, wait a second. Let me finish, please. Yes, you're told this very short paragraph. Hey, we can finish. Is this the end of section 2?
Yeah.
And then we start section 3. So let's learn paragraph 8, please. Ubebechinas hashpo hanashus hazacharnu, the influence that Hashem gives a person spiritually, nimtzu ol kevulim, ubebechinas hazman, ha-mokom, he says, everything in Eretz Yisrael is mo hashpo, ruchnius. My sister was here for 2 weeks, 10 days, she's not a big Eretz old person. She was here maybe not even a few times, not even 5 times. So she was here now, and you know, she just came in Almona, so she poured her heart out. We took her to all the places where you go daven. Now she's back in Brooklyn. She said she's davening like now she understands. She's davening. There's goyim all around her. She feels she's a chutzler. It's a different davening. Okay, a different davening sitting on Popeson Parkway and sitting by the Kaisel, obviously. But it was real. It was a real thing. So Hashem decides the level of spirituality based on many things, based on what century you're in, based on what country you're in. I'm sure it's not, whatever this neshama needs. Sometimes Hashem is closer from this world, sometimes further from this world. Maybe you'll be born into the base of Mikdash and it's easier to connect to Hashem. Maybe not. The Drachim, Yiduim, Shabbos has a bigger Gilui of Hashem. Yom Tov has a bigger Gilui of Hashem. All, everything is measure. Zulas Mashi is Galabitim Acherim. Chem Vamokom. Zulas Mashi is Galabamokom Acherim. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Harabais, you know. The Chosim and Bechinos Rabbis have brought them many, many specifics, many, many levels, aspects. Mishuorim B'tachlus Adikvim, the Haroi L'tikunin Shal Abrius, what's perfect for mankind. U'mazeh Nitlis Kedushas Hayomim, from a Komos HaKadoshim, which has more, has four Ruchnius, Zakus, purity, umayla, so there are days which lend themselves to more spirituality, places that lend themselves to more spirituality, even a person within a person's life, what neighborhood he lives in, what shul, who his friends are, everything affects the Ruchniyus particular life as well. Okay, that concludes Hashem. Okay.